Okay. Pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. It's just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little. That's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than to put you in a trance. But I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times. Perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation. A state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. It's very easy to just let yourself go. Just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in a trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That's all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening. It wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may already notice that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Though every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax even more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not even have thought about it much, but by continuing listening, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else, harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself, and that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in a trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you're going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance. A trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that your surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important. As my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally on what I am saying. Shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed. As your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you reach that place, you will find yourself beginning to find yourself drifting deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1. and when I reach one, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state, from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen and obey, as you grow deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally and utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying totally and completely. Without thought, you just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very deep and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep and so very obedient.
Very good. Now you are in a deep, relaxing trance. Your mind is open, and you are ready to hear and accept my every suggestion. Each time that you listen to my voice on this file, you will take in each word, hearing and assimilating them. And with each time that you hear this file, it will become easier and easier. So ingrained, in fact, that you will find that by the second or third time that you listen to this file, that it is practically memorized. Your psyche is open and ready to hear and experience new things, allowing you from the time that we are in this session together to feel and truly live a few moments different from your normal life. In this file, you will be trying something entirely new. For now, you will experience inside and out what it feels like in every way for a woman when she has an orgasm. You will feel everything as naturally as if it were always this way. And for this exercise, you are not only going to imagine yourself as a woman. No, in this file you will become a woman in order that you can feel and truly experience every touch, every nuance, every exciting thrill that comes with being a woman. You are going to open your mind and allow yourself to step out of your skin and step into the skin of another, in this case, that of a woman. I want you to think for a moment about your body. Your whole life it has been your home, every part of it so natural and second nature to you that you don't even give it a second thought. Now take a second and erase all of that body memory. Let your mind forget for a while what it feels like to be you, shedding your male skin like a snake sheds its skin. You are a blank palette, a mere form waiting for a new covering that will change your views. Now this new body that you are stepping into, this woman's body, is a whole new world for you to try. Take a moment to examine yourself. This skin that you will be traveling in for this session. Feel the way that your legs taper gracefully up into your full hips. Feel the way that your waist narrows, and then, as you keep examining, feel the fullness and roundness of your breasts. Your skin is soft and smooth, like the petals of a rose, and it has a sweet scent. You like this new body. It flows smoothly around you so naturally, so comfortably. Every sensation is different. Your sense of smell is even more acute. Every single part of you accepts this new body. It feels so right, so special, so different, but in a good way. Oh yes, this is a good place to be right now, and everything that happens when you are inside of it will be felt so much more sharp and clear than ever it had before. Then you feel it, suddenly, without even knowing that your lover was there. You feel a breath on the back of your neck, hot, soft breath, but it sends a shiver racing down your spine. In this one instant, your whole body, every tiny molecule, goes from dormant to very much alive. Goosebumps raise on your arms. Your breath catches into a shuddering gasp. Your heart races, and you can't wait for what will happen next. Their next warm breath washes over your right ear, and it happens all over again. Your breath is now coming in short gasps, and that shiver shooting down your spine causes you to arch your back and lift your face towards the ceiling. You roll your shoulders and your head like a cat and inhale deeply. Your eyes close and your nipples become hard and very sensitive. A hand gently touches your bare arm and you jump a little. Every sensation is intensified. This touch that you might not have even acknowledged before is now somehow more real, more thrilling than before. Your skin feels cool to the outside air, but your core is burning from your breasts all the way down to your pussy, which you can feel throb slightly with every beat of your heart. Your lover kisses your neck just below your ear, and again a shuddering gasp. You can feel your breasts pert and alive swell with every touch. Your lover reaches their hand up and gently, oh so gently, touches your nipple. You can't believe how incredible this feels. Their touch sends your nerve endings blazing to life, and you unconsciously thrust your breasts forward and your shoulder blades closer together. Paying special attention to your breasts, your lover traces circles around your nipples, your areolas, gently fondling and roughly squeezing your breasts. Then, leaning over, they take your breast into their mouth, sucking and licking your nipples in small circles. The sensations that you experience send an almost static shock down deep into your body that you feel down in your pussy. Your breathing has changed from ragged gasps to an almost animal, guttural purr of contentment. Your heart is still beating rapidly, and a warmth is slowly building between your legs. Laying you down on your back, your lover runs their hand down your skin from your breasts to just above your pussy, and the fire inside you builds hotter. You can feel the heat building inside of you, radiating off your skin. Small beads of perspiration form and roll off your body. It almost tickles as it drips off your skin. Every touch from your lover is more than just a touch. It's a little like an itch, not an annoying itch, rather a nice itch. You want to stretch every part of you to relieve it, and your lover is touching every part of your body with their hands, their lips, and their tongue. The fire in your skin is exquisite. Your lover strokes your skin, running their fingertips up and down it lightly. You arch your back to the touch. Their fingers travel from your breasts to your stomach, and every inch that they get closer to your pussy, your heart rate and breathing intensify. From your navel to your hips to the fine, soft pubic hair. Small paws, and they play with the curled hair idly, as if they want to make this last an excruciatingly long time. You buck your hips up to force their hands to touch you more forcefully, and your lover takes this opportunity to grab your hips with both hands and lift so that you are forced to bring your knees up and spread your legs. A throb between your legs is now almost audible, and you are certain that your lover can hear it as they crawl between your legs. A hungry look comes over their face as they inspect your throbbing pussy. You can feel their eyes on you like an actual physical touch, and you want nothing more than to touch and be touched to relieve this exquisite longing. Now the real fun begins. Almost as if in response to your longing, they lower their head and begin to lick your pussy, hungrily, with an eagerness not unlike your own. The touch of their tongue on your clit is amazing. It feels like an electric shock rippling through your body, and you can feel it in every part of your body. It makes your nipples tingle and become tight and even more erect. They stand in sharp relief, pulsing with your heartbeat. Your lover licks up and down your cunt with abandon, and every time that their tongue brushes over your clit, you almost jump with the pleasure. It feels so good, so intense, and yet there is more, so much more. Behind these many shocks of pleasure, there is a rising, a build-up of tension, slow at first, and increasing with every moment that your lover tends to your pussy with such passion. Your fingers dig into the sheets, gripping with such intensity, as if the tighter you grip, then that glorious tension might be relieved. But it doesn't. It almost makes the wanting worse. Your toes curl, and you slide your feet up and down the sheets, trying desperately to find that spot that will allow you to release this tension. Your breathing is coming in louder and louder gasps, coming from the back of your throat, and then, after what seems like an eternity of delightful torture, you can feel that tension beginning to reach the edge. This orgasm that you have so desperately been waiting to feel is about to happen. Throwing your head back, pushing your shoulder blades into the mattress, you raise your hips up sharply, pushing your cunt forcefully against your lover's tongue. And the feeling in your pussy is like a live wire, and an exquisite pleasure radiates from your cunt out in every direction, along with a delicious warmth. Every nerve ending in your body is suddenly alive, and every muscle is instantly as tense as it could possibly be. Your breath, before coming in gasps, suddenly seems to catch in your throat, and for a moment it seems as though you can't breathe at all. But it doesn't bother you, because this incredible passion is washing over you. Then, after a moment or two, you can breathe again, and it all comes out as a long, drawn-out scream of pleasure. Your body rocks back and forth as wave after wave of feelings wash over you. Your fingers feel like they are about to rip right into the mattress. And then, with a final, violent, upward thrust, this lovely orgasm begins to subside, your screams turning into exhausted gasps, your muscles, a moment ago as tense as possible, now are starting to release completely, leaving you feeling very, very relaxed. Your body collapses back onto the bed, and your breathing begins to slow, but while you are thinking that this lovely episode is nearing its end, you notice that your lover hasn't finished with you yet, still licking away at your pussy. You are about to say something when it all begins again, but faster this time, starting with the tensions building in your muscles, quicker, more intense, the buildup of tensions, this wonderful electric feeling, and again, much faster this time, happening in a matter of moments. Then before you know it, orgasm number two is hitting you like a train. This passion released this time is almost more intense than the last time, and it feels twice as good, twice as powerful. Oh, yes, 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 this is amazing. When finally this second orgasm begins to fade, and you feel again a sense of release. But it's not over yet. Before this orgasm has even truly faded, you can feel it starting again. You aren't sure you can even handle this one more time, but before you know it, you are again thrashing in the grips of a crashing orgasm. Your screams a solid indication of the incredible pleasure that you are going through. Oh, oh God! But this is the most intense feeling you have ever had. Oh! Oh! It comes to an end. You gasp for breath, your body utterly spent. You know that you could have even more orgasms, but you are unsure if you could truly handle it. Your lover finally stops, giving you the chance to recover yourself. Then you find one last thing that is truly odd. Your body is exhausted. Your muscles are spent, but also very relaxed. No, what is surprising to you is how very alert and awake your mind is. You feel utterly alive and aware of everything around you. You are also very, very happy and content. Lastly, your breathing returns to normal, and you are back to normal again. Now, whenever you are ready, you can return to your own body again, removing the skin and putting on your own, just like a well-worn pair of jeans. But you may return to experience being a woman any time you like, just by listening to this file, stepping out of your life for a little while. You will find this easier and easier to do with every try. I'm going to wake you up now. Before I do, I want you to remember. Remember not only in your mind, but deep down in your subconscious what we have achieved here today. Every time you listen to this file, you will find it easier and easier to fall into a deep, accepting trance. Your mind, both conscious and subconscious, will remember our session, and you will find yourself remembering and acting on the suggestions and commands that I have made from now on. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 5. With each number you will find yourself a little more awake and aware until I reach 5, when you will awake fully refreshed, but with full knowledge of our session. 1. You are waking a little, feeling comfortable and content. 2. More awake now, still heavy and happy, but more and more conscious. 3. You begin to become more aware of your surroundings, waking up more and more. 4. Almost there. You are mostly awake now, getting ready to awake refreshed and happy. 5. Fully awake and content. Thank you, and enjoy your new life.